The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, and hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and welcome to Our Urban Story. Sitting across from me is my co-host. Co-host, would you like to welcome our listeners?
Yes. Good afternoon, everyone. It's a beautiful, crisp October afternoon here in the northeastern part of the United States. Thank you for joining us. It's Saturday, October 5th, 2019. Barbara, you will be at an event November 3rd. Do you want to update us on that before we get into this whole craziness about the impeachment process?
Oh, yes. The event is going to be held November the 3rd on a Sunday at Lombardo's. And that's at, I think, 6 Billings Street.
Perfect.
In Randolph, Massachusetts.
Absolutely.
And the guest speakers are going to be...
You,
yes.
Corey Lewandowski,
yes.
Who was a campaign manager for President Trump in 2016, and Jim Lyons, who is the GOP chair for the state of Massachusetts.
And it's being sponsored by the Norfolk County Republican Committee. And you can go to their website and get the information, or you can you can get the information on their website.
It's best to go to the website. Absolutely.
That is correct. And if you have any problems, just let us know.
Please repeat the name of the organization.
Norfolk County Republican Committee.
Right. And you just type that in Google and their website will come up. I will say personally that I think it's fair, reasonable, pretty inexpensive. It's only $60 for the tickets, and you're going to meet some really key players such as Barbara from Harlem, Corey Lewandowski, and Jim Lyons. So for $60, you're getting a great deal. Plus, it's going to be food. It should be a really, really good event.
It should be very nice.
It's called the Spirit of America.
Absolutely. So it should be a wonderful celebration. And we look forward to seeing you there.
Absolutely. Another housekeeping announcement. We were originally going to have Hal Schertleff of Camp Constitution on this week. However,
right.
The decision was made, and I made the executive decision, that we really need to dive into this attempted coup by the Democratic Party. I want to just kind of break it down and spend virtually the entire hour talking about this coup d'etat that the Democratic Party is trying to pull off and try to execute against a sitting and duly elected president of the United States. So our apologies to Mr. Schertleff. We will more than likely have him on next week. We spoke to him last Saturday off the air because I really want you to hear from this man. He is a walking history book. He's based in Boston, Massachusetts, and just really great, great guy. And Camp Constitution is awesome. So please forgive us for preempting him this week, Barbara.
Yes, yes, yes. And like you said, you know, we really need to discuss what's going on in our country in depth.
Yeah.
Because all of us need to be equipped to be able to fight back.
Right.
When you have a party that's acting like a gang of renegades, mm-hmm. trying to overthrow the will of the people of America who love this country and who are the thinkers of this country, much like our forefathers and foremothers, we have to be equipped and we have to be ready to fight and push them back, because the ideas and the ideologies and the image they have of America is not what we want.
Thank you, Barbara. I want to start off by saying the title of the show is Democrats versus the People.
Yes.
What the Democrats are attempting to do is overthrow the will of the people.
They're no doubt about it.
They're trying to subvert our right to vote for whomever we want to vote, period. I think that should be very clear. Because, Barbara, what supposedly tripped this whole thing and was the impetus for this impeachment inquiry, and I'm putting that in air quotes because this is really not an impeachment inquiry. Why is Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, reluctant to take a vote of every member in the House? And that's how it's supposed to be.
They're lawless.
Why isn't Nancy Pelosi asking for a vote? Because she's trying to protect Democrats who won and may have barely won in areas that are largely that support Trump. Give us your thoughts, first of all, let's start there. If this is an impeachment inquiry, why won't the Democrats take a vote in the House?
Well, the bottom line is this is a farce.
Okay.
None of this is legitimate. You have Shifty Shift, who said that what he said was a parody, which means it was a lie, because, you know, you can't joke when it comes to something as serious as this. Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to do it because they're lawless. We have to understand that the Democratic Party has become a renegade party. That's what I see them as. They want to make up the laws and make up the rules to fit whatever they want. The Mueller report didn't produce what they wanted. This is nothing but an extension of the Mueller's report. The Mueller report.
Exactly.
That's all this is.
That's what it is.
They want to undo a legitimate legal election because it doesn't suit them when they have someone in that position of president that they can't buy. They can't control.
Right.
Who threatens to drain the swamp.
Exactly.
Who wants to work for the people and build the wall, which should have been done decades and decades and decades ago.
Right.
They despise him because he did not go into politics to get rich. He is a self-made man aside from politics.
Right. Right.
So they are jealous and they're envious of him. And that's why this ongoing farce.
Right. That's exactly what it is.
And that's what it is. Just like the Mueller report was a witch hunt.
Right. Right.
That's what our president called it. And it was exactly that.
Right. Exactly.
They were looking for something to try to do this impeachment with.
Right.
Our president has not committed treason.
Right.
Our president has not been funneling an intern.
Right, exactly.
Our president, now I'm not going to ever say anyone's perfect, but our president has been doing a wonderful, fine job for America and for Americans.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you for that opening, because it really is a farce. I don't know if anyone out there, Barbara, please give our call-in number if you would, please.
The call-in number is 973-925-4559. That's 973 area code 925-4559.
Thank you. I still don't know at this point what crime that the president allegedly committed. The Constitution calls for high crimes and misdemeanors. What did the president do? Has the Democratic Party, to the best of your knowledge, laid out the case for the impeachment inquiry against Donald Trump?
Of course not. Did they ever lay out how he colluded with the Russians?
Right.
No. What was the collusion?
Right.
They never laid it out.
Right.
They never said, well, we're checking into specific areas. They contacted 13 countries, and they found nothing.
Right.
They are even investigating the buildings that he owns. You know what? We the people have to voice our opinion. I gave the numbers that we should be calling last week.
Yes, you did.
And I pray that we are calling and calling our local representatives. This has gone far enough.
Right. Enough is enough.
Enough is more than enough. And what they've been dishing out is over the top. As I said before, they didn't get what they wanted from the Mueller report because there was no collusion.
Right.
No working with the Russians.
Right.
Who planted drones in America to vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Because not any of that happened.
Right.
all of these were just ways that they could find to impeach him. They don't want us to focus on Hunter Biden and his father, Joe Biden, who was the VP, had connections, did under the table negotiations to make everybody rich.
Well, let's start there, Barbara. I want to start, if you don't mind, I want to look at some of the players involved in this.
Yes.
First, Representative Adam Schiff, state of California.
Shifty Schiff.
He is the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. Now, he did a parody of the transcript, which was completely inappropriate. And by parody, in essence, he lied. He lied not only before Congress, he lied to the American people. Why Nancy Pelosi has not asked him to step down is beyond me.
They're all working together.
He also worked with the alleged, I'm saying alleged because I don't think this is really a whistleblower. I don't know what information this alleged, and it's supposed to be a CIA operative who's a registered Democrat is the whistleblower. Working with Adam Schiff's office that was not disclosed to the inspector general. So that already, to me, invalidates a whistleblower form, the lack of honesty.
But the bottom line is, what did the whistleblower blow a whistle on?
Exactly.
Nothing illegal.
Right.
Nothing treasonous.
Right, exactly.
So who cares about a whistleblower if he has no whistle and nothing to blow?
Right. And really,
I mean, that's the bottom line. They're taking us for total idiots.
Right.
All of that Russian collusion, and they never laid anything out, not a whistleblower, and there's nothing to blow.
Right.
No evidence of any treasonous acts on behalf of our president.
Right.
So the whistleblower doesn't have a whistle because there's nothing to blow.
Excellent analogy. Good point. And then we move to George Soros. A billionaire, originally from Hungary. He's been banned from the country of Hungary because he's so
banned from
corrupt.
Here.
And I don't know if there's true evidence, but he's behind this whole climate change and some of the organizations. But I believe George Soros is also behind the attempt to impeach President Trump because George Soros, although he made his money through capitalism, he pushes socialism and he's a globalist. And as we know, President Trump puts Americans first.
And see, the thing about it is these godless people are a dangerous group of people.
Yeah.
Why they hate capitalism and America, but basically they'll profit off of America, but they hate the thought of the Judeo-Christian values that it was founded upon.
Absolutely.
These people are totally godless.
Yes.
And that's why they come up with climate change, because they want us to worship the earth and not God.
Absolutely.
They want us to worship anything other than God.
True.
So that's all of this climate change. I mean, where is God in this whole mix?
Exactly.
He's never mentioned.
Correct.
Never even thought about, because they want to eliminate him. Look what Hitler did. Look what Mao Zedong did.
Well, that's all exactly.
All
that's
of them
Stalin.
Eliminate Stalin. All of them.
That's my concern. Speaking of Stalin, that's one of my concerns about the Democratic Party. And there are people who are online listening to us who are staunch supporters of the Democratic Party. What we're trying to do is awaken you.
That's correct.
We're trying to shine a light on what's happening. When
Amen.
You mentioned Stalin, I put on Twitter yesterday, the Democrats treat us as Stalin treated his fellow Russians.
Amen.
He didn't treat his fellow Russians as fellow countrymen.
And humans.
He treated them as slaves, as pawns in his scheme of things, in the whole communist context. They were not fellow Russians.
No.
They were slaves. They were to be used. That's how the Democratic Party sees us, whether you understand that or not.
And the sad thing about it is that those of you who don't see it, what you're preparing yourself for, but we're not going to let this happen, you're preparing yourself to become slaves in a free land.
Yes.
Now, that is very dangerous.
Yes.
We don't need... As people who are endowed by their creator, we don't need masters.
Correct.
Human masters.
Correct.
We need one master, and that's God, because we're created in his image. You know, and what saddens me is that there are many in this country who profess a belief in God.
Correct.
But they still support a party that promotes godlessness.
Absolutely.
2012, they didn't even want God mentioned at their convention. They usually don't like Israel because you can't think of Israel without thinking about G-O-D, God.
Absolutely.
And here it is. We have 79% of blacks who say they profess a belief in God and go to church. 74 of Hispanics, and this is from, not from me, Pew, P-E-W Research. 70% of whites who say that they believe in God. But 90% of black people go and vote Democrat, Democrat, regardless. Even if they go to church, they put the Democratic Party first, which has become a godless gang. You can't serve two masters, my friend. You got to make a choice. I'm not saying that the Republican Party is perfect. But when you have a Democratic Party that says, for you to be a Democrat, you have to believe in killing babies, that's godlessness. When you have a party that says, for you to be a Democrat, you have to believe in unnatural unions, that's godlessness. You can't serve two masters. And people in this country who profess, we have a lot of us who profess to know God, need to awaken, need to realize that God must be first. It's God that blessed America. It's God that blesses America. It's God that even gave Soros the breath that he has and the resources that he has. But they hate God with a passion. And we have to stand up for our Judeo-Christian values and put God back in the public square.
Thank you. Next, we have Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Okay.
We know about Mrs. Clinton.
I call her Hillary.
Any time on that.
Yes.
She has been on Twitter where they're having, you know, politics really plays out. The social media platform it plays out the most is Twitter. And she's behind the scenes pushing. She's not really behind the scenes. She's urging Democrats to go forward with the impeachment process. So we have Soros. We have Schiff. Now we have Hillary. Hillary is so bitter and disappointed
and
that she didn't win. I'm going to get to Romney.
Okay.
That she cannot, she's obsessed now with the Democrats urging them to push forward with this baseless, baseless impeachment inquiry. Your thoughts?
I mean, baseless. Factless. No facts. No truth. No honesty. Jealousy. Envy. Hatred. And they're so obsessed with Hillary. I call her Killary. So obsessed with the fact that they wanted her to be the first female president. That they are not getting over the fact that Donald John Trump won legitimately as president. And you know, the Bible even tells us you give honor where honor is due. So some people, you know, they really get on my last nerve when they're, oh, how I love Jesus, but I can't stand this president. They're contradictory. They don't know God because God says honor. It was a very, it was very difficult for me when Obama won the first time.
Yeah.
Not to mention the second time was a disaster for me.
Yeah.
But I remembered what the Bible said, honor. Now, I didn't watch him give his State of the Nation or whatever you call it.
Inauguration speech.
I didn't watch any of that. I didn't listen to any of that.
Gotcha.
Because I knew I would have terrible thoughts.
Right.
And the parts that I did, sometimes I would force myself to try to listen to him, to give him that respect. But I knew lies would flow, and they did flow. And then I'd have to shut it off.
Wow.
But I never disrespected the office that he held because God allowed it.
Exactly.
And I wish those who profess to know Christ, to say that they're Christians, would do the same thing for our President Trump. Look at the good he's done. You know, unemployment is down to 3.5%.
It is the lowest in 50 years. Yes, absolutely.
They don't applaud him, don't give him any credit for anything. They're obsessed with this.
Well, we got to get rid of him.
Well, the Democrats have been wanting to impeach him ever since he came into office.
Right.
This is about overturning or attempting to overturn the will of the people.
Yes.
They do not respect the will of the people. That's why it's so easy for them to say, we want to take your guns. Some of them, not all Democrats.
Oh, yes.
They don't respect. Then you have Kamala Harris reaching out to Jack Dorsey, who's the CEO of Twitter, saying Trump's Twitter account should be suspended.
They
do not believe
in
free speech.
No.
Unless you agree with them. And we had that experience last week in Hoboken. Do you want to tell a quick summary of that?
Oh, yes. You know, I was sitting at the Republican table, and every time a person came by, you know, I just started talking, and we had some Trump, you know, they knew we were Trump supporters. And so some people, you know, asked, well, what has he done? And I said, blah, 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 he's done. So anyway, when I finished talking with that person, this little man in this booth next to me, and I shouldn't say little man, but this man would say, you know, you're not telling the truth. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not true. And he'd say something off the wall. I said, well, I'm doing my best to tell the truth. You know, I was trying to be polite.
Yeah.
He did that about 3 times to me, you know, telling me that I was basically a liar.
Right, wow.
So finally, when a black gentleman walked up, you know, he looked a little disheveled or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, we started talking about the Democrats, Republicans, et cetera, and, you know, making comparisons. And I was just talking about, well, you know, marriage, God defines marriage between one man and one woman. He says, leave and cleave.
Right.
And that guy who was calling me a liar.
Right.
He blew his stack.
Well, his wife blew her stack. She told you to shut the F up.
Yes.
This was in Hoboken last week, and I reminded her, you have the freedom
of
speech.
To say what I want. And I,
exactly.
Yes, right. I said, why don't you close your ears?
Well, that's one of the problems with the left. They don't, it's not that if you don't agree with them, they don't even want you to have the ability to say what you believe.
They just want
to shut you down.
No, they don't.
And that's one of the issues going on with Trump. Now, I'm going to move on to John Brennan, former CIA director.
Yes.
Under Obama. I'll take this one up. He is rumored that now he's going to be interviewed by one of the investigators. He's nervous, from what I understand. He has been on Donald Trump, criticizing Donald Trump since Trump took office. John Brennan has loyalists within the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, and some of those loyalists are trying to undermine Trump. Now, the
who's going to interview
whistleblower?
Him?
I don't have the gentleman's name,
okay,
but it's someone from the Department of Justice. That's my understanding.
Okay.
The whistleblower is reportedly a CIA operative who's a registered Democrat. Now there's another whistleblower who's also a CIA operative. Listen, folks, the CIA needs to be purged. I put that on Twitter.
And the
FBI. Justice Department and the Justice Department and the presidential office need to consider purging the CIA of the loyalists. Some of them are loyal to still Obama and to Brennan. It's not trustworthy. The CIA agent who completed this whistleblower form, quotation marks, reportedly spoke to Adam Schiff when he said he didn't speak to anyone about the whistleblower form. So he's already, in my opinion, invalidated this whistleblower form. And also at second and third hand information. Donald Trump, President Trump, released the transcript. If it's the transcript of the call to the Ukrainian president, the president released a transcript. There's no quid pro quo, nothing. And if he asked for an investigation of Joe Biden, what is wrong with that? He is the chief law enforcement agent in this country. He should and absolutely has a right to investigate corruption. Your thoughts?
Everyone from the Obama administration should have been booted out. Because to work under that administration, I think that you had to really have a case of godlessness, you know, no morals, et cetera, et cetera. I couldn't have done it. Mm-hmm. You know, like somebody had asked me if I was in when Obama was vomit was president, would I go to the White House? And I said no, because I wouldn't feel comfortable, because you know, of his godless beliefs. So all of them should be purged, cleaned out, should have been booted out, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
You know, but thank God our president was smart enough to let the memo be exposed.
The transcript. Right, with the call.
Public.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing in it.
There's nothing criminal
in it. And then Nancy Pelosi, from what I understand, hadn't even read it.
Well, she hadn't even read it. That's my understanding.
Right.
Speaker Pelosi hadn't read it. I think they jumped the gun. She jumped the shark, as they say.
All they want to do, yes.
They're just trying to trip up the president, because Representative Al Green from Texas, a black Democrat.
What a hateful
said,
man.
Well, since basically, I'm paraphrasing, since they cannot beat Trump at the ballot box,
this is
they
what they're
want
doing.
To impeach him. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not an impeachment process. And one of the reasons why Speaker Pelosi doesn't want to officially take account, number one, she's trying to protect Democrats in red areas that are likely to vote for Trump. Number two, if she declares it to be an impeachment process, if they vote that way, then the Republicans get to subpoena whom they need to subpoena for this situation. So
absolutely.
It's really a farce. Either it's an impeachment process or it's not. And Nancy Pelosi, Speaker Pelosi, and a Chairman Schiff need to stop playing games. And this guy, the fact that he spoke to the whistleblower, how can you prosecute a case and you help to create the evidence?
That's crazy.
Name me anywhere in the United States where a prosecutor can prosecute a defendant, even though the prosecutor was involved in creating the evidence that will be used against the defendant.
See, that's why I say that they are completely lawless, because they're not abiding by the laws of our land. They're trying to create laws. They're making them up.
They're making them up.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
It's time for us to call their bluff.
Yeah.
It's time for us to ring those phones and those emails and let them know we the people are not going to stand for this. We the people are sick and tired of this. We the people are not paying you to vent your hatred, your jealousy, and your envy toward our legally and duly elected President Donald John Trump.
Thank you. I mean, the House of Representatives are supposed to represent us. We are their bosses. The Democrats have forgotten that. They don't give a damn about what we think. They don't care. They simply don't care. One of the other players in this is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She is part of the quote-unquote squad, these bunch of radicals. And Nancy Pelosi is being driven, in a sense, by the squad to keep the radical members of the House satisfied. It's fruitless. It's pointless. One of the things I want Republicans or patriots, whether you're Republican or not, to do is run in the 2020 elections. Even if you're shy, you know, you're not assuming, you're not really, you know, really not into politics. It is at a crisis point, ladies and gentlemen. We no longer have to deal with King George III of England, who tried to control and impose tyranny on the American people. It's no longer the King of England. It is a Democratic Party. Now, you think I'm exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating. I didn't like Obama. I'm going to be straight up. I didn't like Obama, but I didn't push for impeachment. He was duly elected.
Absolutely.
What high crime and misdemeanor did President Trump commit? I mean, the Democrats think it's folly. They don't give a damn that they're wasting our time and our money. They spent $30 million plus on the Mueller report, and it amounted to nothing. If the Mueller report was so damning against President Trump,
right.
And that's what you're going to get from the certain members of the media, oh, the Mueller report showed X, Y, and Z.
They lie.
Why didn't they use the Mueller report to trigger this so-called impeachment inquiry? And this so-called impeachment inquiry is really not official. So the White House can ignore any subpoena requests. And in fact, Secretary Pompeo said his staff is not going to be bullied by the Democrats. Oh, take a vote in the House. Let everyone be on record whoever wants this president impeached be on record as voting for the impeachment of Donald J. Trump. Then
that
you can issue
crazy.
a subpoena. If you don't believe in this impeachment, stop this process. It's silly. It's non-productive. Adam Schiff, Chairman Schiff of the House Intelligence Committee, has undermined this whole process.
And Biden and his son need to be investigated.
Absolutely.
Because how can someone with no experience, your father is the vice president, go and make such, and no experience at all, go and make these deals where you get thousands and thousands of dollars per month?
Well, in conjunction with that, Barbara, that's a great question.
I mean, that's not right.
Like months before, I mean, it was really closely together. Hunter Biden was kicked out of the Navy for drug use.
Drug
use, cocaine.
Yes.
And then within weeks or months, he's making $50,000 a year with this petroleum company in the Ukraine.
And he has no experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have to go to a break. Please stay with us. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. Hang in there. Thank you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-71. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
And here we are back with our urban story. Let me give you the call-in number, 973-925-4559. Miss Diamond.
Yes, thank you for staying with us. And for those who are just joining us on DDV Radio, the topic today is the Democrats versus, well, are the Democrats versus the people. We're talking about this coup d'etat, this bloodless coup to overthrow a duly and legally elected president of the United States. This is very serious, folks. So we're going to have Hal Schertleff, who runs Camp Constitution, an excellent camp in the Boston area. He's in the Boston area. We're going to have him on either next week or the following week. We promise.
Yes,
and we're going to give him a half hour.
Yes.
We told him that already.
Yes.
But this, we got to deal with this bloodless coup attempt happening right before our very eyes. The right to vote is a sacred American right. A lot of people around the world don't have this. And we are, our Constitution, if I'm not mistaken, and Mr. Schertleff can correct me next week, it is the most, it's the oldest functioning Constitution in the world. And we're only about 241 years old. I want to
Can I just mention one sickening fact?
Yes.
You have people in New York, legislators, who want to give, I think it's New York, give voting rights to people who are not even citizens here in America.
This is correct. New York and states like California, very liberal
areas. Absolutely.
You know, our ancestors literally died for the right to
died,
vote.
Died.
And the Democrats treat that as very cheap. They don't care.
They have no respect for it.
And speaking of New York, and I want this to be challenged, please, Jay Sekulow, whoever's listening, it is now, you will be fined $250,000.
Absolutely.
If you call a foreign national an illegal. So here again, we're dealing
with an illegal alien.
Exactly. We're dealing with this Orwellian thing that the Democrats like to do. We will only allow free speech if it lines up with what we believe. Ladies and gentlemen, they cannot abridge our right to a free speech.
So I'm going to call it illegal invaders.
Thank you, Barbara. You should post it on social media.
Yes. Illegal invaders.
Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have a right in New York City, specifically,
crazy.
I think it's just New York City, to say illegal alien. I mean, this is insane.
Yes.
That's why we patriots must wake up, run for office. You may not be the most articulate. You may be shy, whatever. AOC is not very bright.
No.
And she won because no Republican opposed her. Now, she had a town meeting in which supposedly this was a plant by Lyndon LaRouche's campaign, where they were talking about climate change, like you're supposed to worship the earth, and you're not. You're supposed to worship the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, who created the earth. But one of the participants said, well, in order to deal with climate change, let's eat the babies. Now, AOC said the woman's mentally deranged. She was supposedly a plant from another campaign. The bottom line is this lady wasn't really challenged. AOC didn't say, no, ma'am, we're not going to eat the babies. This woman was not really challenged.
Yes, yes.
So as a result of that, it trended on social media, particularly on Twitter.
Yes, yeah. I mean, disgusting.
That is so godless.
AO crazy should never have been elected.
Right.
Just like, you know, the one I call her, Ill Omar.
Well, Ill has been quiet the last few days.
She has been.
Ilhan Omar has been quiet because she's a mess. Her life is a mess.
And what about Rashida?
Rashida Tlaib, she's in a bit of a trouble. She has ethics. They're investigating her for ethics issues.
Excellent.
Because during her run for Congress, she was giving herself a salary out of campaign funds.
Good.
Number two, she made this crazy statement that we're trying to, I'm paraphrasing, we're trying to figure out how to arrest Donald Trump, President Trump, and members of his administration. I'm going to say this right here now. If the Democrat, everybody needs to slow down. But when Dr. Robert Jeffries said it would be a civil war in this country, and maybe he wasn't talking physical, what I'm saying is physical. If the Democrats try to physically arrest or remove the president, millions of us will descend on Washington, D.C.
Oh, my goodness, without a doubt.
Millions of us will stop them from arresting or removing a duly illegally elected president.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, and this is throughout history, and I purchased some books about European history, and I don't want to delve off and divert, go into another topic.
Educate us.
But the liberals and leftists have a tendency to lean toward communism. And in communism and fascism, one of the things they do is take your weapons so that you cannot fight for your liberty and freedom. We have a right in this country to bear arms. It is the Second Amendment, as we all know.
That's right.
We must keep that right. We will not give up our guns. As someone said, well, the government wants to buy back guns that they never owned. How do you buy back guns you never owned? These are our guns because we cannot trust the left in this country.
No.
Whether it's academia, the media, Hollywood, or the Democrats, we cannot trust them because they will run us over. They will strip us of our rights.
Absolutely.
We cannot allow them to usurp a duly elected election. And Democrats cheat. So even with all the cheating they did
in 2016,
they did not win. Now, Barbara, I want to go back to topic. I want to talk about U.S. Senator Mitt Romney from the great state of Utah. What are your immediate thoughts?
I'm just so sorry that Utah elected him to represent that great state because he's a disgrace. Here it is. You have a man who begged for the endorsement of Donald Trump when Donald Trump was private citizen.
Right.
Here it is. You have a man who froze when he was debating a very inept sitting president. Mm-hmm. Who came from the ranks of really a community organizer.
Correct.
And a senator who was absent most of the time. Mm-hmm. And here it is, Mitt Romney froze up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he lost that election.
Right.
Now he's finding strength, a spine, stamina to talk down about Donald John Trump, even though when he was running for president, he wanted Donald Trump's endorsement.
Right.
I mean, this is perverted. Mm-hmm. This is ungodly. Mm-hmm. For him to be a devoted Mormon, this is very ungodly.
I totally agree with you. And Donald Trump today, President Trump, said today that Mitt Romney was an ASS. Mitt Romney won his endorsement, as you said, in the 2012 election.
Yes.
And he also asked President Trump, could he be Secretary of State?
Absolutely. He met with President Trump twice, I believe. You know, it's so sad that when you are devoid of compassion, honesty, loyalty, you'll do anything. I don't put anything past you. This man has a house full of children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A quiver full of children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He has a lot of grandchildren.
Yeah.
And you mean to tell me he spends his time trying to downgrade our president? Something is very wrong. Something is very missing. And that void where only God can fill up, it's not filled by God, because he wouldn't be doing this.
Him and Hillary Clinton, they're like
very
obsessed.
Yes.
They're very wealthy. They've traveled the world.
Yes.
Romney has built companies. He's worth $100 million.
Yes.
I mean, he was the governor of Massachusetts, right?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
I mean, he's just not fulfilled in this craving for power. It's embarrassing. Him and Hillary Clinton,
they are an embarrassment.
Everything Hillary has accomplished. You may not like her, but she's been a U.S. Senator, Secretary of State, First Lady, this or that. She is still empty. She's a grandmother.
Empty of what's good.
Right.
Empty of those Judeo-Christian values where you can feel content with those accomplishments. She's empty of all of that. He's empty of all of that. With all of the money and all of that, now it's being revealed also. Now all of his business may not as be as legit. That someone who worked for him was in on the Biden.
Right, the Burisma, that company.
Absolutely.
And the Ukraine has confirmed that they are investigating Biden's business dealings in the Ukraine.
Yes.
The Ukraine, and I'm a lay person, to me they use the country of Ukraine as a money laundering operation.
Yes.
The one country that has donated to the Clinton Foundation more than any other country is the Ukraine.
Wow.
We also learned this week that one of Nancy Pelosi's sons sits on a board for a company based in the Ukraine.
Okay.
There's a pattern here with the Democrats. I want to read a tweet that the president sent out a few minutes ago. He said, quote, so crooked Hillary Clinton can delete and acid wash 33,000 emails after getting a subpoena from the United States Congress, but I can't make one totally appropriate telephone call to the president of Ukraine? Witch hunt.
Excuse me.
Unquote. Right.
Thank you, President Trump, for bringing that right back up where it should be. Mm-hmm. After there was a subpoena issued, she destroyed evidence and was not held accountable. That's all I have to say.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about the media. We talked about some of the players earlier in the show.
Yes.
All the media. Oh, my gosh.
They're awful.
The worst offenders, in my opinion, and other people can call in and differ with me, are MSNBC,
mm-hmm.
CNN,
mm-hmm.
The Washington Post,
mm-hmm.
and the New York Times.
Oh, yes.
Now, there have been other media outlets like ABC, but MSNBC is obsessed with trying to destroy, they won't succeed, President Trump. I was watching it because when you were in a workplace or at the airport, you're forced to watch
you are.
CNN.
Hospital, too.
MSNBC. So MSNBC had a headline, evidence against Trump mounting, something like that. What struck me about the headline at MSNBC was, it didn't say Democrats say evidence is mounting. MSNBC, without any proof, any evidence at all, had that headline, evidence mounting against Trump. Now, if you're just casually paying attention to this, you're going to think, wow, something serious is going on. Whoa, are they ready to impeach a president? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what evidence MSNBC is talking about. Does anyone know what evidence we're talking about?
No.
The Ukrainian, one of the Ukraine, I have to get his name, and I'll have it for you next week. He blew a hole in the Democrats' whole plan or belief about what the president's interaction with the president of the Ukraine. It's baseless.
Absolutely.
With the Mueller, the Russia hoax, the Democrats have yet to lay out the evidence, the case against President Trump.
They have no case.
If the transcript were so powerful, tell me why did Chairman Schiff have to do a parody of the transcript?
A lie.
Have to do a parody, have to embellish what was in the transcript. Obviously, it's not that powerful.
No, it's not.
Now, we talked about MSNBC, CNN, the lies, the Washington Post, the New York Times. The New York Times, I do have to give them credit. They did reveal that the whistleblower is a CIA operative and a registered Democrat. To me, this should be ended. This is a farce. This is crap. This is garbage.
It is a farce. You know, the real things that need to be investigated, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton destroying evidence, and also all of those emails from our poor Ambassador Stevens, those things need to be investigated. Also, the Russian, I forgot what they call it, where Hillary Clinton dossier, that needs to be investigated. Mm-hmm. All of this, getting a warrant to be able to spy on the Trump campaign, All of that needs to be investigated.
And I'm glad you brought that up. Nancy Pelosi, I'm going to just divert for a minute. Speaker Pelosi was in South Carolina, and along her her route, you had Trump supporters waving flags, waving signs, Trump 2020. This is going to be...
I was watching it yeah. just now again.
They can't beat Trump. They have no candidate.
No.
And let me just tell the left, and let me tell the Trump haters, the only GOP candidate for 2020 that you're going to run against is President Donald John Trump. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to run against him because he's strong. He's not George W. Bush. He's not George H.W. Bush. Trump is even tougher than the late, great Ronald Wilson Reagan.
Yes.
They don't want to run against President Trump.
Absolutely.
But he is our candidate for 2020. I can assure you it will not be Mitt Romney. It will not be.
No.
So the president is draining the swamp, and I know that people don't want that to happen. He's draining. You see, the more they try to say Trump is corrupt, the more corruption is being revealed on their
side.
Right.
And I'm not surprised. And I want everybody to please remember the Democratic Party supports murdering babies. Mm-hmm. We have and that's another thing they don't like. Mm-hmm. Because he's trying his best to defund Planned Parenthood. When he gave a speech recently, he said, all life is precious, the born and the unborn. So he's not one of those people who wants to murder the unborn. You know, it was Mother Teresa said that a nation that kills its babies in the womb has lost its soul. So what we need to do is regain our soul. Stop killing our babies. And, you know, he believes in life being precious. So that's another strike against him.
Exactly. I just want to say a little off topic here, and this has been trending kind of on Twitter, where you have drag queens, men who are dressed as women, doing stripping in front of children. This is not acceptable.
That's demonic.
I mean, that's not acceptable to do that in front of children. This is like the second or third one that I've seen in the past week or two. And the other one I saw, men were stripping down to thong bikinis, essentially, showing their butt cheeks in front of children and dancing in a sexually suggestive manner. How does that teach them about
sexualizing our children?
Exactly.
And it's confusing them.
Exactly.
You know, God made, and that's why that guy, like I said, went off, you know, because they don't believe in God. They're godless. When we were in Hoboken.
Right.
Because I said, God defines marriage as one man, one woman. God defines the human race, male and female. Not all of this trans. No. Mm-hmm. And the left, they hate God. They hate the mention of God, and they hate any godly principles and morals that you may have. But we have to stand up for what we know is right. Mm-hmm. You know, all of this trans stuff and all of this, green whatever didn't make this country.
Exactly.
That light shining on that hill, the city shining on that hill, mm-hmm. didn't make this country exceptional. Mm-hmm. It's in God we trust that our founders worked, listened to the voice of God, and made this country a nation, a country that people from all over the world want to become a part of. Period.
Well, it's clear, as we stated, it's the Democrats versus the people.
It is.
It's really the left. It's Hollywood. It's the media.
Yes, it is.
The left wing in this country is trying to usurp our rights.
Yes.
They're trying to overturn our values that make this country great, our Christian,
Amen.
Judeo-Christian values. I don't know. I don't care what side of the political aisle you're on. Having men dressed as women and
that's
doing a striptease
disgusting.
In front of children, that's completely inappropriate. You know, I like this. I saw on Twitter before we start winding down.
Wow.
I like the fact that the Democrats have their donkey and Republicans. Let me read here. The Democrats can keep their donkey. The Republicans can keep their elephant. We deplorables have a lion.
Amen.
Like that. And President Trump is. He has redefined. He has put spine in the Republican Party. I'll put it that way.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing on that gun control, I dare Berserk O'Rourke to come to the hood in Harlem, in Newark, in Irvington and tried to disarm those members who have their guns. They're not thinking about being disarmed. And, you know, to try to disarm American citizens, law-abiding Americans, we're not going to allow it. We're going to be winding down pretty soon. We hope that you've enjoyed what you've heard and you have some ammunition to fight back, stand tall, and support our president. This is Our Urban Story. God bless you. God bless America.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.